There's no way you took a bite of food right as the ticker ended.
I thought I could do both.
Like, what is wrong with you? Like, I'm sitting there watching you going, no, he's not going to do it. As he's wrapping up.
And not just any bite
like
of food.
Like a chewy.
The chewiest protein bar you've ever seen.
What are you doing? That was the worst broadcasting mistake ever. All right, we're out here at Rally House. It is 5 o'clock.
At least I knew you would cover for me.
Without incident. It's time to stop down for... Don't eat it.
He still has two more bites left. Let's see what he does.
Leave it alone. Don't touch it
anymore. Snack free news.
Leave it alone. Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Dave.
Thank you. And we are efforting to establish contact with Gordon Keith. Have we succeeded?
We're working on it, Dave.
Almost. Almost.
Almost.
You can almost hear me.
Oh, there we can actually hear you, actual
there
Gordon Keith.
There he is.
By the way, are you twitching tonight?
I am. I'm going to do it. 7:35 tonight, twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith. You have to write that word out, actual Gordon Keith.
Well, thank you for joining us as we continue to work in the rant revival despite the return of football season because the P1s demand it.
They do. They obviously do's the do's.
They do's. We need to begin with the story that was breaking as E-News began yesterday, that the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the conservative pundit, he was, of course, speaking at Utah Valley University, and some developments today. They did detain and release two people yesterday, the FBI did, but the shooter is still at large, and they have released some photos from surveillance cameras of the person of interest, not necessarily the shooter, but most likely the shooter, a slender white male wearing a black long-sleeve shirt, black hat, sunglasses.
Yeah, guess what he's not wearing now?
Yeah, he's not wearing any of those
he's
things.
He's still wearing the same stuff? Like, damn it, right. What'd y'all get me?
But they say that that they have a timeline of his movements. They know that he entered the campus, not those movements. That he entered the campus around 11:52 a.m., and which is like maybe 20 minutes, not even, before the shooting, and made his way to the roof. There, if you are on social media, no doubt, in addition to the graphic images of the actual shooting, you saw there was footage of him lying in a sniper position on top of the roof, and then there was another video showing a person walking along the roof, escaping right after. So they have collected, authorities have found the weapon in a wooded area. It was a bolt-action rifle, so not an AR-47 or 57.
You know what this kind of sounds like? Because he was on a building...
15.
Yeah, sorry. AK-47, AR-15.
He was on a building 200 yards away or whatever, and like you said, Dave, they've got the video of basically a blurry video of him running off the top of the roof. But imagine the people that may have been watching this from are running into that building as he's running down, which sounds so Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right.
Right? Where... Well, many people ran into him as he was leaving the book depository.
Well, they say that the gunman appears to be of college age, so he was able to blend in with the crowd as everyone's trying to escape. They say that they have recovered a palm imprint. So they did find the rifle in a wooded area not far from the campus that when the individual left went through a nearby neighborhood and dumped the weapon in a wooded area. So they've collected a palm imprint, a forearm imprint, and a footwear impression. So all of those are, you know, the evidence that they're trying to use to discover who this person was. And I did see comments from a military sniper, you know, one of the snipers that had the most confirmed kills or one of the most confirmed kills in the Middle East and all of our conflicts over there.
Right.
And his take was that it was not a professional, that it was someone who is a, you know, a, someone that has gone to a range many times
sure.
and has practiced, but certainly is not a potential professional or military trained, saying that, you know, the fact that he was shot in the neck, Charlie Kirk was shot in the neck, that it was drift either from adrenaline or from not compensating for the wind, that it was intended to be a headshot, and they ended up hitting him in the neck.
Goodness.
Yeah, and so other fallout from all of this, political analyst Matthew Dowd was fired from MSNBC for comments as they were covering the death of Charlie Kirk. He had a longer statement, but kind of the meat of what he said is that hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which lead to hateful actions. And so they got a lot of complaints, and the president of MSNBC issued an apology saying that the comments were inappropriate, insensitive, and unacceptable.
Like, were they as it's happening?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, he is paid to be an analyst, and so I guess his support would be, well, I'm paid to be an analyst. I'm paid to editorialize events. But when someone has just been murdered...
Yeah, maybe you don't. I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a little quick to have an analyst on to provide commentary on what might have caused this, where you're trying to still collect information that it's not even just a random murder, which it's unlikely.
Right.
When you're news collecting, you have to go slow.
But you don't want to jump out on that limb away.
They're not like us. You know, I mean.
No,
this is what they do for a living. Specifically, they focus on political chatter.
For sure. But if you bring on, again, it's probably a horrible idea for me to have any take since I don't know what that guy does. But if he's brought on to be our analyst for this particular type of situation.
No, he's just a general analyst on MSNBC. And so he wrote his own
warning that people... like right before he made that statement that you referenced, Dave, he also said that we don't know yet whether this was one of Charlie's own supporters who may have been firing celebratory gunfire.
Okay, I read that and I'm like, is that real? That
I didn't
actually
see
was
that.
Said?
I didn't see that in this story.
So he should be fired for stupidity than...
Celebratory
so
gunfire.
Like they're firing pistols?
like it's 1870?
Or New Year's Eve or something?
Damn, they didn't even do it on New Year's Eve. I mean,
well, some people do.
Yeah, they do. Oh. They did in the neighborhood I used to live in.
Yeah. Some of Bob's relatives might.
I don't know if Corby's ever been to all sectors of the universe.
I live in one now, so thank you. But go on.
Yeah, so Dowd issued his own apology. He says, I apologize for my tone and words. Let me be clear. I in no way intended for my comments to blame Kirk for this horrendous attack. Let us all come together and condemn violence of any kind.
At least he said that.
But celebratory gunfire. I did not see that, and that is
guys shooting
the most
the ground,
asinine thing
up,
I've ever
like,
heard in my life.
Yeah,
were you familiar with this guy, Gordon? Before I think he's a rather notable MSNBC analyst, but I don't watch that channel, so I have no idea.
Oh, that guy. What's his name? Dowd.
Matthew Dowd.
I don't know.
Matthew Dowd. No. I didn't know much about him, and I also have to confess that this is horrible, and I would never say this on the air, but I've really kind of checked out of politics so much that I haven't really followed Charlie Kirk and known his whole story either.
Well, I mean, he was extremely popular. He was 31, and so he was extremely popular with the younger audience, and he was key for Trump and MAGA to engage college-age kids and young professionals.
In fact, both of my older two, like, I remember them texting, like, look who's on campus today. And it's, you know, because it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I think that this death really hits younger people hard because they're very familiar with him. They see him a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does these speaking engagements at college campuses and... I think that this is one that his face is so familiar to so many young people that it's one of those deaths they're going to really be shocked by.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely a rising star. He had an incredible influence for his age, but given his age, he certainly was on the path to, who knows, he might have eventually run for office himself.
May I make a quick confession?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever watched MSNBC.
No, I don't think.
Although, you know what? It's possible they put a hockey game over there during the Olympics. So maybe.
And you know,
NBC carried the Olympics.
And they're rebranding. They're taking off the NBC, so it's going to be just MS Now.
Yeah, MS Now.
But Microsoft hasn't had anything to do with it for like 7 years. So it doesn't make any sense, because the MS was Microsoft, a partnership with NBC. But now, neither of them have anything to do with it, but they don't know what to rebrand it.
Do you know who Matthew Dowd's partner is?
No.
In life?
Yes.
No, go on.
The former Mrs. Schwarzenegger, Maria Shriver.
No way.
So he'll be fine without work.
That's a band, right?
That's Men at Work. Is Rachel Maddow still on MS?
Thinks
BS
so.
NBC.
I don't know. Is she?
I don't know.
Corby will know.
Okay. Here is another hot button.
You know
issue.
Me, hot political guy.
Here's another hot button issue for you, Gordon. Where do you land on Jerry Seinfeld in general?
I swear,
he's brilliant.
I think, yeah, but he annoys me. I have to be honest. He's because his. His confidence is so palpable. I mean, like, he really comes off as very much loving himself some Jerry Seinfeld.
I agree with that. But disassociate yourself from that aspect of it. Don't you think, just based on the show and the 10-year run or whatever it had, that he is a genius? That transformed comedy.
I also much prefer Larry David.
No. And I completely agree.
That his product after Seinfeld has been much more enjoyable than anything Seinfeld's done to me. But I'm glad
still,
that we have different flavors of comedians to enjoy.
I am still a hardcore Seinfeld P1 to the tune of at least once a week I'm watching it.
Okay, well, let's see how you feel about
show
this,
that
Corbin.
Great.
Okay. I don't like the way this is going.
So he was Tuesday. This was Tuesday at the Duke University campus in Durham, North Carolina. And according to the Duke University newspaper, The Chronicle, as he was speaking at this event, he compared those who advocate for the liberation of Palestine to the KKK. So he said, this is Jerry's quote.
Free Palestine is, to me, just you're free to say you don't like Jews. Just say you don't like Jews. By saying free Palestine, you're not admitting what you really think. So it's actually, compared to the Ku Klux Klan, I'm actually thinking that the Klan is actually a little better here because they come right out and say we don't like blacks, we don't like Jews. Okay, that's honest.
Is he doing it in his... Not in the Dave voice, but is he doing that in his routine?
Well, and just to be clear, Bruce the Tick does not feel this way.
No, never.
But is he doing this as part of his act, or is this like just a random
statement?
No. So
he was there. So Duke had to release a statement. They said Duke does not preview or approve the remarks from outside speakers. And their presence on campus shouldn't be understood as an endorsement of their views. Jerry Seinfeld was the surprise guest at a student-led event and introduced the program at his request. His appearance was not announced in advance. So he wasn't the marquee speaker. He was just there to introduce some other speaker, but he made these comments in his introduction.
Okay.
And so... And you know, he's thrown people out of his shows. He's been heckled about, you know, free Palestine and stuff.
Yeah, he's got HSOs.
And, yeah. And so he is catching a little bit of flack, but I think he's also getting a fair amount of support, too. It's one of those that everyone has no clue as to what side is what.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
I'm so lost.
But, Corby supports both Jerry and the KKK.
That's a weird statement to make. Let's get Kramer's reaction to all this.
Yes, we need to get Kramer's reaction, and we get to the rant revival next.
The Ticket. It's Cowboys beat reporter Calvin Watkins with the Ranch Report. tomorrow at 4:15 on the Hardline. Brought to you by Milam and Green Whiskey and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
5:20, it's the Hardline in Cedar Hill at Rally House. If you need gear for anything, they've got it. Trust me. Get you going with Stars gear already, but all your favorite colleges, all your favorite pros. We have the Rant Revival. Then we have A&M coach Mike Elko. But ladies and gentlemen, the three kings of the rants are here for you, including
Gordon
Keith.
You weren't even trying and you did it.
It's kind of meandering.
Sponsored by
EC's Market and Bakery.
Go Dave.
And welcome back to you, Gordon.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
So it's been a minute since we've done a proper rant revival, and I have a couple of stories that have been waiting in the queue for Gordon to comment on. All the right. First comes to us from China.
Oh, boy.
China.
And there is a 59-year-old man.
China.
Who is a herdsman from a remote mountain village. He has limited education and does not really go to the doctor quite often.
As most herdsmen are prone to.
At least in our samples that we've seen.
Yeah.
But he was experiencing swelling in his scrotum for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Balls. If Dave would have said, would you guys like to guess where he has swelling?
Balls.
Would you have guessed scrotum?
I personally, I don't want to speak for everybody, but yes.
And so his left testicle had swollen to 3 to 4 times larger than normal.
I had that done.
Corey's had that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yours was from a swift kick to the nuts.
Right.
In an indoor soccer game.
Yeah. The hard, though.
I don't know if this guy was kicked in the jewels by a goat.
As a herder?
Yeah.
Okay.
A renegade misbehaving goat?
Yeah, maybe. But the right side was normal, but the left side, it was almost 5 inches by 6.5 inches.
Okay.
And so he finally decided to go to the doctor because it was seriously affecting his daily life. So he's having to do a lot of walking. And
yeah.
He's having to kind of make room for it.
As a herdsman.
And so they end up checking out what is going on, and they find a well-defined, firm, smooth mass, roughly the size of a chicken egg.
Mass?
Chicken egg. Why can't they say tennis ball or something?
And so he ultimately underwent surgery to remove the mass. And
don't tell me there was a chicken in there.
No, he did not give birth to a live chicken. No, it turns out he had a condition known as AMF. And it's a rare benign tumor that most often is found in the lower genital tract of premenopausal women, usually on the vulva.
Way to go, Gordon.
Yay!
And so this is incredibly rare in men. Just only 8 other cases of scrotal AMF have ever been reported.
Okay, testicular cancer is ORCID?
So whenever something like this happens, whether it's in Portland or in herdsman territory.
Herdsville.
Does this guy have to give permission to the doctor, air quote, doctor,
you don't think they have real doctors in China?
Yeah, there's a lot of witchcraft and things like that.
They have shaman.
But do they have to give permission to release this? Is it such a rare, like there's only 8 cases of it or whatever?
Well, they're not naming him by name.
I know, but everybody knows who he is, kind of elbowing
it. The urologist wrote a case report. So this is, I guess, published.
Do you think HIPAA laws are the same over there?
Probably
in the Chinese medical journals. Have you ever written or read a Chinese medical journal?
I subscribe
to quite a few.
Just for the pictures?
Just casual reading?
Yeah, to see all the AMF in there.
God, I miss National Geographic.
Wasn't that a bowling company?
Yeah, that was the bowling league.
AMF. still is.
You don't think in certain countries it becomes like lead story on the news where they just want to?
I mean, it would be a lead story if he did actually hatch a chicken.
Yeah. And I'm not impressed by this because.
How big was yours?
Well, it's not compared to me. It's compared to the guys that are using their own as a sitting device. You know, like you see like the dudes like a hippity hop. They're just sitting on it.
Yeah, that's elephantiasis.
Yeah, that's
what is that caused by?
Many a story on that.
It's
getting kicked by an elephant.
I think it's just some weird thing that happens.
Having an elephant blow its trunk down your urethra.
Yeah, so and then you get Chinese swollen balls.
What a weird incident!
How would that even happen? It just inflates your scrotum like a hippity hop,
right?
So, do all Chinese guys have? Like live chicken eggs, or is this he was the only one?
He was the only one. One of nine in the world, and I mean, probably the only Chinese. One in China.
All right, would you do that to be that unique of a human? Like that's
probably.
Almost like a superpower, like an Avenger.
How do you speak with such confidence that they?
Yeah, would I trade having a chicken egg testicle for not breaking chairs?
Yeah, Gordon, Dave shattered a chair by sitting on it earlier today.
I didn't shatter the chair. I sheared a bolt in half
just by sitting on it. Would you rather have had?
It now looks like an Acme safe fell on it from off a cliff that the Roadrunner was standing on.
Where are you, Dave, in your weight gain, weight loss cycle?
Journey. Yes. From meeting my goal in my journey, I have now bounced back up between 10 to 15 pounds.
Yeah, you're not even close to where you were.
No, and I never will.
How far was your journey? 50?
Yeah, like plus 55, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Because you looked great.
I was disgusted.
Those photos of him, like when he first joined the show, unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Like barely a human.
I was barely a human.
Well, no, you were definitely a human.
I was more Chinese herdsman than human.
Yeah, you were. No doubt.
What does that mean?
I don't even know. And by the way, as I mentioned, these are usually found, the AMF tumors. They're benign, but they're tumors. They're usually found on the vulva, and the largest that has ever been reported in a woman was over a foot long.
Yeah.
So if you pick some girl up out of a bar in Addison, really
and
hot.
She has a foot long tumor.
And when it got to it got hot and heavy, and when it came to the reveal, when you peeled off her parachute pants.
Yeah.
And a foot long bowling league falls out.
Why would it fall out?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's just kind of
long. You got to fold it up somewhere.
So you think of it like a boomstick at the Ranger game or something.
Yeah, it's like flopping out the side of her thong.
I mean,
yeah. Is that a deal killer for you?
Yeah, I think it is.
But what if
I'm talking. She's really hot though.
Yeah, like Sydney Sweeney.
I would
with one head.
Yeah, that's tough.
Is Sydney Sweeney hot?
I would
shut up.
I would refer her to a Chinese urologist and tell her to keep my number.
Right.
Look me up when you're fixed.
Go to Herdsville. Come back.
Yeah.
Let me see the report.
And they take a Sawzall and saw off the boom stick.
Sawzall is a bingo, for sure. Last thing, really quick, before we get to Mike Elko.
Boy, the Mike Elko lead-up is top-notch.
Gordon, have you ever heard of hamstering?
Hamstering?
Can we start this right now?
It is a new trend. If you look up hamstering on TikTok, you'll see people demonstrating in a PG-rated way, but they get the idea across. It's where a man will lay across the roof of a vehicle, and his partner will be inside the vehicle hamstering up through the sunroof.
Now what? What?
The same way that a hamster might drink from a water bottle.
They're nursing from the tube.
And you describe that as PG?
Well, the way the people on TikTok are not demonstrating it nude. They're doing it clothed, but they're showing you how it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe.
If you want to try it for yourself.
I can promise you that is not a thing, and it's been created by TikTok kids just as a bit.
Right. Well, I would love to hear Gordon do some hardcore investigating into hamstering.
And circle back next Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. Tell us what you find.
I will only do it to a woman that has a labial boomstick.
You can get more of that tonight on Twitch.
A labial boomstick.
7:35. Twitch.tv/
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you.